Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You are the master of your destiny. Listen to that. Feel that. Let it flow through your veins. Your mind is the perfect weapon. What you think, there so you shall be. You have got to understand that you have to take complete control of your life and master your destiny. Your mind is a perfect weapon. It can build or it can destroy. But no matter what, it is up to you to make the right decisions in your life and carry on. Mastering your destiny. And how far are you willing to take yourself? There are going to be many people that are going to try to interrupt your destiny. There are going to be many people in your life that are going to try to pull you back. There are going to be many obstacles in your life that's going to try to take you down. But I'm here to let you know right now that your destiny is in your hands. And you got to stand tall. And you got to push forward. And you got to believe. And you got to fight. And you got to push. Because you are the master of your destiny. Now, what do you do with it? It's an unknown thing. Life is an unknown thing, but it's always been said that it's beautiful. As long as you're living, it's beautiful. Now, what do you do with it? Are you confused? Are you lost? Are you lost in the wilderness and you don't even know where you need to go and how far you can go? Are you feeling weak? Do you feel that you can't carry on because you don't know what your destiny is? Strength doesn't spell weakness. It's time to be powerful. It's time to be strong. It's time to look up and get up and master your destiny. Stay away from all of the things that are trying to take you out. Stay away from the people. Stay away from all of these things that are not making you strong. Ladies and gentlemen, your destiny is in your hands. And all power is in your hands. Be the weapon that you are. Be the strength that you can be. No weakness on this journey. And even if you start to fall and you trip up a few times and you make a few mistakes, you still got work to do because your destiny has not been met. So make it count today. Make it count every day of your life. Don't fall back. Go forward. Make the mistakes. Slip up a few times and celebrate it. You're never going to get everything you want right away. But now is the time to start believing. Now is the time to start staying ready and not getting ready. Now is the time to realize that you, the individual, the person, you are a gift to this world. And that's why you were born.
The greatest. Do you believe that? Do you really believe in you? Some people may not have that opportunity to believe in themselves because all their lives, many things has kept them down. The greatest.
I am the greatest.
The greatest of who you really are. Do you really know who you are? Can you identify yourself? Do you see yourself less? Or do you see yourself more? Do you ultimately believe in you? Or do you let others control what you are and what they think of you? This is not the time to look down on yourself. This is the time for you to look up, to see the greatest, to see the greatness within you. Your creation has meaning. Something great brought you here. There was a purpose, and there's a purpose now. And that purpose is great because you exist in it. Greatness is within you. Greatness is a part of you. But to be great, you got to believe in it. Since the day you were born, greatness was already there. When you had those hard times, greatness was already there. When nobody thought that you had what it took, greatness existed. Hold on to that greatness. Believe in that greatness and give it everything you have within yourself. You are going to experience some kind of pain. You are going to experience some kind of struggle. You are even going to fail at one time or another in your life. Every day is not going to be a successful day for you. When you get yourself in this position, you feel like hell. When you feel that you cannot carry on, you feel like hell. You feel like hell is your best friend because all you talk about, all you think about is how much hell you going through. But do you have the strength and the tenacity and the grit to push through hell? There's a point in time in your life you got to realize this. And I've said this numerous of times to people. Hell doesn't own you. Hell did not create you. Hell does not have permission to break you down and keep you down. You got to rise above it. You got to realize that hell doesn't have a place in your life. But during the course of any challenge that you are facing right now in your life, hell will show up. But hell doesn't have to break you. Hell doesn't have to put you in a position where you don't feel you have nothing else left to give of yourself. You have got to recognize the possibilities within you. Nothing is going to be easy. Nothing is going to be handed to you. You got to go through it. You got to hurt so you can grow. You got to feel it. So if hell does show up, if the devil himself knocks on your door, don't answer it. Don't give it the satisfaction. Make a difference. Move forward. Do something unique in your life. Whatever challenges you are facing, let them come. Whatever obstacles that you face, let them come. How can you grow if everything is easy? How can you grow if everything is handed to you? How can you truly ultimately be a leader in your life if you're not willing to go over the top and get to where you need to be? This is the time right now, ladies and gentlemen. So if you gotta suffer, suffer the right way. If you gotta hurt, hurt a little bit. If you gotta cry, wipe those tears and keep moving. Pain is good. Pain makes you strong. Maybe sometimes you feel like you're in that dark place. But we all got to find a way to find the light within ourselves. Nothing can stop your purpose. Nothing can stop your greatness. If you give hell all the power, then hell will prevail over you. So remember, hell did not create you. Hell cannot break you unless you give it the power. Don't let hell tell you what to do. Don't let misery tell you what to do. Stand tall. Be strong. Feel your greatness. Live your greatness. Push forward. Understand that it's yours. Understand that you live. Understand that you're not dead. Understand it's time to fight. Understand that you have a purpose. Making it happen. Believing in yourself.
So let hell do what it has to do. Let hell continue to do what it needs to do. But don't give hell all the power. Let hell fire you up. If you're feeling that fire, if it's burning, make sure that the fire that you're feeling inside of you is giving you the ammunition to push, to fight, to dig, to live, to breathe. Make sure you're doing exactly what is necessary. Because without that, you have nothing. Without possibilities, you have nothing. Without faith, you have nothing. What are you gonna do? Get up. Fight for it. Believe in it. Find the purpose. Live the purpose. Live the dream. And give it 110% of everything you got. Because hell doesn't own you. It may be one hell of a night, but hell ain't got time for the best of you. Keep it moving and conduct your business. Look at the world today. Look what's going on around you right now at this moment. I promise you, in the next 5 or 10 years of your life, you will remember this day. You will remember this moment. You will remember the pandemic. You will remember the cries. You will remember the anger. You will remember that there were so many people without a job to go to. You will remember this moment for the rest of your life. Now, here we are. Things are slowly starting to come back. Not saying it's going to happen overnight, but there seems to be a little of a light at the end of the tunnel. There seems to be an opportunity now. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to take it for granted? Are we going to be more responsible? Are we going to be more caring? Are we going to realize that life is beautiful? And now that you have this chance, with all of the circumstances that we have all faced, lives were lost, jobs were lost, people's mindsets are not in the right place. You feel that your freedom has been taken from you. You feel that this chance right now that you have is all you have left, and you want to make the most of it. So what do we do now as a people? Doesn't matter what you believe in, but what do we do now as a people? We're not starting over. We're going to start up. We're going to start up right now. We're going to start caring a little bit more. We're going to start understanding a little bit more. We're going to start loving a little bit more. Forget the hate. Forget all the anger. Forget the things that you can't control. It is time for you, me, and the rest of the world to come together. It's time to realize that life is good, and you must stop taking it for granted. These things that has happened in our lives, it hit us very hard. It knocked the wind out of us. But we got the chance right now to stand up together and push through it together. Sure, it's gonna be tough. And it's still gonna be a lot of things that we have to endure and a lot of things that we have to overcome. But it's still a chance for us to be great. Great as a people, great as a nation, great as a human race. What do we do? You can't blame anybody. We are all guilty of something. We are all responsible for what has happened in this world today. And we all must be held accountable. Now, what do we do? See, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't understand what tomorrow means because it hasn't happened yet. We didn't expect these things that are happening in our world to happen the way it did. We wasn't even ready for it. We wasn't prepared for it. But yet, we're still here. we as a people must come together and make a difference for all of us. For each living being, we must make a difference. The lives that were lost, may God rest their souls. We must continue to live and do the best we can to make a difference now. Don't take this for granted. This is the opportunity to learn. This is a moment of clarity. It's not a moment of hate. It's not a moment of worry. It's not a moment of what if. It's a moment of right now. Starting up. Doing something great. Making sure you understand when you are living in this world and you have life in that body, that means there's work to be done within you, within me, within any individual that is living in this world today. This is not a game anymore. This is a chance. This is a chance for all of us to live. It's a chance for all of us to fight. It's a chance for all of us to believe. It's a chance for all of us. Wherever you may be in this world, to make a difference. Let's do it together. Let's keep up the fight. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. There comes a time in everyone's life that you're going to be facing certain challenges. You're trying to figure out what direction you need to go. You're trying to find out who you are, what you are, and what you're ultimately made of. And these things are going to happen on a day-to-day basis, because when you start your day, you don't really know or understand what's coming. Yeah, sure, you may have a plan. You may know exactly what direction you want to go. But then comes this obstacle, some type of thing that just got in your way, and it completely throws you off. It distracts you. In fact, it may even scare you. And then you don't understand what direction you need to go, because you're so used to going one direction. But how do you prepare yourself? How do you get to a point where you can adapt and overcome and yet continue to move forward? These things happen every single day of our lives. But you should not panic. You should not worry, and you should not fall astray. In fact, you should embrace it, understand it, let it build you up, and then fight through it. Understanding the best version of yourself is when you're at your weakest point of your life, when you're ultimately being challenged, when you really don't know what direction to go, but you know you just gotta go. It doesn't have to necessarily be handed to you. In fact, it shouldn't be handed to you at all. You should be prepared to fight day in and day out. You should already have on your armor, ready to fight, ready to go, being prepared for whatever may come your way. You don't necessarily want to be put in a position where weakness starts to overcome you. Because once you are blinded with weakness, everything starts to cave in. And you will never be able to overcome that, because you're so busy worrying about the things that you cannot control. But if you focus, truly focus within yourself and build up something else, awaken something else that hasn't been woken yet, then you will understand that there's more to you than what you could ever imagine. There's more to you than you've ever dreamed of. But you've got to stand on it, and you have to believe it. There is a version of all of us. There is something that is unique about all of us. We are constantly evolving as human beings. We cannot remain the same. We cannot stay in the same box. We have got to understand, just like a caterpillar that goes into a cocoon, sooner or later it becomes a butterfly. But you never see that butterfly go back to being a caterpillar. It never gets back on its belly again. So what do you do You may be moving slow, but you're moving. You may be crawling on the ground, but you're still moving. You may be walking, but you're still moving. And this is the time and the hour you need to understand that this is a good thing. So yes, these challenges are there for us. Yes, this may be some troubling times for not just me, not just you, but the entire world. But yet we are standing. Yet we are above the ground. And yes, there have been people that may have lost their lives. They have passed on and they are gone. They have transitioned into another place, another universe. But yet you're here. We're still standing, and we have to continue to go on. We must respect the process. We must trust the process and not fall to just fear, not fall to doubt, not fall to anxiety and letting it take control of us. You must realize that the purpose always, always tells the truth. It will continue, and there will continue to be more challenges, but neither of us are done. So let's continue on, keep it moving, and conduct your business. Are you tired? Are you finished? Are you done? These are some of the things that I used to say to myself often. There were times when I just felt that I could not go on. I felt that there was nothing else left for me to give or do. I'd given up on myself. I'd given up on me. I was at the lowest of the lowest. And I felt that I could not go on. I felt that there was nothing left for me to give of who I really was. Because when I got to a point when I felt so weak, I felt there was nothing else left for me to give. But then something happened. Something woke me up. Something made me realize that I had work to do. 9 years ago, to this day, I buried my mother. This amazing, incredible woman told me a long time ago, son, no matter what you do, make a difference in the world. Don't try to change it, but make a difference. And even during the course of making a difference, even up to the age that I am today, I find myself being drained, being tired. I find myself trying to be a good man, a good husband, a good father. And sometimes I'm tired. I don't feel I have the strength. I don't feel that I'm good enough. But I realize that that doesn't mean just because you don't think you're good enough doesn't mean you can't be good. Doesn't mean you can't be great. Doesn't mean you can't carry on. Every battle that you fight in your life doesn't mean you're going to always win that battle. Because there are going to be many battles that you're going to have to fight. And every battle is not meant for you to win. Sometimes these battles are meant for you to learn. They're meant for you to grow. They're meant for you to understand that you can still keep moving as long as you believe. So yes, I get tired. You will get tired. Yes, you will question your abilities. Yes, you will start thinking to yourself that, hey, I'm not ready for this. The fact of the matter is, when you were born and you were ready. If you made it this far, you were ready for something even greater. But when that weakness starts to show up, when your mind starts to play tricks on you and starts to lie to you and say you're not worthy, you have to understand that you got to take control of your thoughts and your mind and your process and your abilities. Because every test is either meant to be passed or meant to be failed. And you can't be in the business of failing every time you get put in a position where you're being challenged. Can you go on? Absolutely. Can you believe in yourself? You have no choice. But you got to make it happen. You got to believe in it. You got to understand that there's a process to everything, and you got to trust it. And you got to stand on it. You may look at everybody else in the world and look at their success stories, but do you have any idea how they got there? Sometimes people get an opportunity and they go a little bit faster than you hope to go. But because they're moving a little bit faster, you may be moving a little bit slower. Even if you're moving slow, just keep moving. What's meant for you is for you, and no one can take that away from you. Somebody hears your cry. Somebody hears your voice. Somebody is listening to you. You are not alone. You have something. We all have some abilities. You got to go in the direction you want to go. But yes, it's going to challenge you. Yes, you're going to get tired. Yes, you're going to feel, can I do this? Do I have the strength to carry on? You have no choice but to carry on. Don't quit on your life. Don't quit on you. Push your mind and push your body. Find it. Search for it. Go after it. It ain't going to come after you. Find that reason. Find that purpose. One thing about purpose, it's beautiful. And it moves in so many different directions. And why is it existing? Why does it matter at this point? Because it matters to you. So if you're tired, find a way to get up. Find a way to find strength. There comes a point in your life that, yes, you are going to get tired. You are going to get weak. And sometimes strength is not going to be right there for you. Then you got to go after that strength. You got to go after everything that it is that you are seeking in your life, my beautiful people. Understand it. Believe in it. Let no man or no woman put you down or put you under. Stand on what you believe in and move forward with a purpose, my beautiful people. Make it happen. If you're weak, find a way to be strong. Keep it moving and conduct your business. It's time. This is a reality check. This is the moment an opportunity comes your way. This is a chance for you to realize that you got work to do. This is about that last rep. One more rep is what it's going to take for you to finish what you started. Yeah, I know you're getting tired. I know you're feeling weak. You probably feel that you don't even have what it takes to get the last rep. But nothing is done until you finish it. If you truly want to make change, if you truly want to grow, if you truly want to be powerful, if you truly want that greatness, you got to work hard. You got to dig a little bit deeper. You got to find it. You got to go after it, because it's not looking for you. Success is not looking for you. You got to go get it. This is what it's about. It's about the time. It's about the hour that you have in that place of business. And there's no weakness that can be invited to this party. If you want something, go get it now. You're looking for reps? You're looking for 10 reps? You're looking for 12 reps? How about 13? How about 14? How about 20? How about 50? How about giving it everything you got until there's nothing else left to give? One more rep? I'm not asking you to do it. I'm telling you to do it. I'm telling you to have a conversation with yourself. I'm letting you know it's you against you. I'm letting you know that you got to make the opportunity happen. You got to be fired up. You got to be hungry for it. You got to have the desire to push yourself. Because if you don't, you just waste time. Everything you had, you just let it go to the wayside. This is it right here. This is that moment that you got to work. This is that moment when you got to push. There is no weakness in the place of business. There is no time to be wasted in the place of business. You don't have time to be conversating with anybody. All you need to do is be conversation with them reps. Having a discussion with yourself, having a discussion with your opportunities, having a discussion with the success that you are looking for. If you're not hungry, if you're not willing, if you don't have the grit, if you don't have the tenacity, then you're not going to get what you're looking for. I want you to recognize that it takes work. It takes sacrifice. It takes understanding. It takes will. It takes determination. And this is that time right now to get it. Push that last rep. Push with everything you got. Tell excuses to step aside. Let weakness know that it is not welcome in your house. And go after what it is that you are seeking. Because the opportunities are yours. Go get it. Go get it now. And give it everything you got. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. You want a shortcut. You want to go the easy route. That's what you're looking for, right? That's what you're thriving for, right? It's not how it works in the real world. There are no easy days. Why would you want easy? Why do you want to just take the short route? How many times have you parked your car at your local grocery store and you wanted to get closer to the door instead of parking far away from the door? That is an opportunity right there to test yourself and say, why not walk a little bit further? You're probably thinking, why should I? Because it's convenient for me to be closer to the door. Convenience is not always the best policy. It's not the best way to go about things in your life. Everything should not be given to you. Instead, you should earn it. So why do you want a shortcut? Why do you want to take the short route? Do you realize the further you go, the better you will be? Do you realize when you put the work in and you do things a little bit different than others that you become greater? That you see something more unique about you? Why can't you understand that putting forth the effort and just working a little bit harder and going a little bit further than you've ever done may be the best thing for you? When you're driving your car down the road and you're so used to going down that path, that same route that you take day in and day out, and all of a sudden, there's a sign up that says road is closed. But you haven't given yourself the time to know your neighborhood. You haven't given yourself the time to know there has to be another way to get to my destination. But all your life, you just stayed on that one road. That's all you knew. Not realizing that there are other roads out there just waiting for you. You've got to get uncomfortable. You got to understand that maybe I got to go the further distance this time. Maybe I shouldn't take that short road. Maybe I should take a different road. And even if that road is open, why not try to explore other horizons? Because maybe those horizons may make you better. May give you the ability to focus that there's something else waiting for you. So what is too far? Success is limitless. You should be willing to go further than you've ever done in your life. Don't take the short road. Go the longer road. Don't make it convenient. Make it uncomfortable. Believe in that. Because that's the best way you could be in your life. Don't waste time making life easy. Because if everything has to be given to you, if everything has to be handed to you, then how are you going to grow? How are you going to build? How can you build a house with no foundation? It's called putting in the work, understanding the significance of it, and what it takes to be the best of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be convenient. You don't have to go through the drive-through. Get out your car and go inside sometimes and make the most of it and believe in it and understand just because someone else is doing it, that doesn't mean you gotta do it. You may think that easy is good, but easy is not good. Go through the tough times so you can celebrate the good times. So when the tough times come, you're prepared for it. Because you went the greater route. You went the longer route. You made the most of it. And you gave it 110% of everything you had. So keep it moving. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, no shortcuts. Go the distance and conduct your business.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.